For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Craighead County Judge Marvin Day is in his first full week leading the county. Day was previously an engineer with City Water and Light in Jonesboro. He spent 6 months of last year working under former County Judge Ed Hill to learn the ropes and get ready for taking over the county. Hill did not run for re-election and retired. Day says he's thankful for the training that he received to get ready for being the next county judge. Day says he wants to run the county more of a business model. He believes it could help the county be more efficient as it works with a $30 million budget this year.
Things are tight, and, you know, we're not broke. The county is not broke. We have a reasonable reserve for an emergency. But as far as the ability to tackle major projects, so, you know, if we do need to expand our jail facility or if we do need to improve our courthouses or if we want to tackle other capital improvement projects, you know, we're a little tight. So there's maybe things that may have to come up in the future. But right now we feel comfortable with where we are, and mm-hmm. and there are definitely some other needs that the county has. But just like I said when we started this segment, we want to do all we can to be efficient with the resources that we have now.
And with a tight budget, Day says he'll be reviewing carefully how projects are done to make sure that they'll last for the long term. He uses county roads as an example. Day says he wants improvements to county roads that would make them good for a 30-year life cycle.
We don't have the resources to pave as many roads as maybe as what we've had in the past, new roads. But when we do one, we're going to do it where it's going to last a long time without major maintenance to it. That's important to me. And the feedback I'm getting from other folks is they can understand that nothing's more frustrating as a citizen or taxpayer if you see a road being worked on and then you see us have to go back 6 months later and repair it again.
As Day discussed what his goals are for 2019, he says first he wants to have better communication between the county and residents. He tells what he's working on right now.
Our phone system is in terrible shape. We're trying to move that quickly forward right at this point. Improving our communications with the county. We have budgeted to have a new website that's more user-friendly for citizens of the county, for whether they want to pay taxes or assess their property or keep up with meeting minutes. So we're working on trying to improve our communications with the citizens. That's a big one.
Day says he may also get requests about additional courtroom space or possibly expanding the county jail. To help him be better informed in those areas, he says he wants to put together a committee to provide him with insight.
We're going to start, I have intended on presenting it to the quorum court, but we're going to have a group form that helps us to be more efficient in our criminal justice system. Kind of how that relates to me as the county judge. So my responsibilities are buildings and grounds of the county. And so, you know, it's my job to make sure that we've got courtroom space and we've got space for people. I'm not a lawyer and I'm not an expert in those areas. So I'm going to get a group together and I've taken this model from Sebastian County, Fort Smith area, and they've done this and they speak highly of it. So trying to help us make good decisions with our tax dollars and what is a better way to process the, you know, work through the criminal justice system in a holistic approach. There may have to be some major changes. I don't know. Like I say, I'm not an expert, but sure. But I've spoken with many, and we're gonna do some changes there. That's a big project for us going forward.
And Day says with the upcoming legislative session in Little Rock, there is one big priority that county judges across the state have: improvements to the 911 system.
The 911 system for many parts of the state, technology is not there to keep up with. So if you think back, when the 911 system started, it was before cell phones, and that technology wasn't there. And for the most parts of the state, it's based on landline technology, and the revenue for that 911 system is based on landlines. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, here in 2019, very few, not nearly as many, very few people have landlines. Most people have a cell phone. And so we are pushing for improvements to the 911 system and improvements to the revenue streams based on today's system.
And he says improvements in technology to 911 in Craighead County are needed to ensure public safety. He says currently about $50,000 in revenue comes into the system, but it costs $350,000 to run 911 in the county. He says improvements can help bring in more revenue to help it run more efficiently. Also, he says he's working on a crisis stabilization unit for Craighead County. And for County Employees Day, says he wants to hire a human resources manager. Day will lead his first county quorum court meeting next Monday night. I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting for KASU News.